We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hour number two of the Nation here on a Football Friday on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. If it's your birthday, get it in now. Birthday power rankings with Jeff coming up in 20 minutes. But joining us now, former NFL scout and front office member, writer, DallasCowboys.com. He is at Brian Broaddus on Twitter and a must follow for all Cowboy fans. Oh, sounds like it's big doing to the combine right now. Brian, how you doing?
I'm in the middle of a convention center where we've got some wide receivers that are bench pressing, and I've got two screens in front of me watching running backs run. So, yeah, we're having a little fun here at the combine.
Oh, I saw the champ's son didn't run real well, Brian. Holyfield ran a 4.8.
If you split the times, it's a 3-4. 4.79 is what the split times would be. We'll see what the official times are there, but – guys like Damon Harrison, it's kind of funny what he ran. He went 4.49 the first time and 4.64 the second time.
Did he fall down?
He looked like he might have stumbled just a little bit, but we'll see what the official time is. The Henderson kid from Memphis went really well, too. I think they got him at 4.36, 4.37, something like that. So, we just got a lot going on here at the old, the old combine. I'm watching wide receivers do bench presses here right now with – you can kind of hear the crowd in the background.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, I have a fun question about those times. So when you have a guy who the times are that much different, is there any way that you could cheat the system and get a too fast of a time, or do you assume that the fast time is right?
Well, what happened is I don't know exactly. Like I said, when you get a 4.49 and a 4.64, you're thinking that maybe he stumbled coming out or maybe stumbled halfway through or something like that, but, I didn't see it. It didn't appear that happened. So I think that we just have to wait and see what the combine gives them as the official time. And, hopefully it'll be something in the low 4.5s for him or middle 4.55 kind of a thing for him.
So for the offensive linemen who did their on-the-field workouts today, I think I would assume, or I guess I should just ask you, the on-the-field and how they move out there more important than running 40s or lifting weights to you?
Yeah, I think that the movement part of it, you wanted to see the guys, what was impressive is, Bradbury, the center, from North Carolina State. Yeah, he started off, we watched him come in, we watched him bench yesterday, did a really nice job over, I think it's 34 reps he got there, 34, 35 reps. And then, he goes out and runs pretty well this morning, and then you watch him move around and stuff. So, yeah, those are the types of things. If you think a guy's one of the best players at his position and you all of a sudden see him not only on tape, but then also when the workout phase of things do that well, this kid, I saw you tweet about Jeff, it might have elevated him into the first round. I kind of felt like he was a first-round player anyway.
Right.
But it solidifies that spot for you for sure.
So out of the guys that you were watching out there on the field, because – if I were in the Cowboy building, I'd be kind of raising my hand like, hey, if we get an opportunity here, I wouldn't mind having a tackle for the long term here. Are there any names out there that you thought looked pretty good and helped themselves at tackle?
Well, you know what? It's funny that you mentioned that because I was just on with the Giants. We were talking about offensive linemen for them and stuff and who the best tackles were and things like that. I think the guy, you talk about a guy that helped himself. I mean, as far as potentially making him in the first round, is the Dillard kid from Washington State. Now, again, you're talking about the Cowboys. So I'm kind of thinking, okay, well, how about then let's look at Kajust from West Virginia. Would he be a guy? McGarry from Washington. Daly from South Carolina. These are the guys I felt like that moved around pretty well. And I think helped themselves, ran a lot better than I thought they would. But, I mentioned Kajus because he's West Virginia. I was thinking, okay, film is pretty good, probably second, third-round film. But then, the way he was moving around and stuff, that, big, long guy and, 319 pounds or so, I kind of felt like that was a guy that, you know, I need to kind of keep an eye on if, in fact, that they were looking to maybe go that route.
Do the Cowboys have any idea if Randy Gregory is going to be suspended for a year, 2 weeks, four weeks, eight?
They don't know. And, you know, and everybody that I've run into here, and I'm not going to name names, but the organization as a whole is highly disappointed in the situation right now. They feel like, though, that, you know, it's really unfair to Randy. And, you know, Randy put himself in this situation. But, you know, what the league asked Randy to do was really, I believe, unrealistic. And, you know, and I think a lot of people feel the same way as I do right now.
It's Brian Broaddus here with us in the G-Bag Nation at the Combine once again. How many combines is this for you, Brian?
Number 27 for me.
Well, it's quite
I'm closer to the end than I am the beginning. So,
I don't know about that.
I think I got a couple more in me, and then I'm going to go figure out how to do briskets like you there, General.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure you can hold your own with brisket quite impressively already. How much better, or how much has evaluating changed in the quarter century you've been heading up there?
Well, I tell you, I appreciate you asking me that question, because I wrote a story about it yesterday on DallasCowboys.com. About just, you know, talking about Kyler Murray. And, you know, I've been here when this place was the Hoosier Dome, and then there's the RCA Dome, and now it's the, you know, Lucas Oil Stadium. So a lot's changed, but a lot's changed in scouting. A lot's changed in, you know, guys from my era of scouting in the early 90s, I mean, maybe before that, who are still in the league are having to really adapt to what's going on with these players that might not fit every parameter or trait that you have. You know, I mean, there's guys playing in this league that are short, and there are guys that are playing that are undersized and weight-wise, and the guys that are really heavy-footed playing. I mean, there's a lot of different guys that are playing, and there was a time where we would have never really looked at a quarterback that was 5'10", you know, but these coaches have done a much better job, and a guy like Sean Payton, you know, has done this. I talked to John Gruden about this yesterday. These coaches have had to reevaluate their scheme to fit the type of players that they have now. And you know, Kyler Murray, I'm saying, don't focus on Kyler Murray's height. Focus on Kyler Murray, the player. Watch the tape, figure out what he is as a player, and then adapt yourself to that scheme. And I think that people, our coaches are feeling better about that. And again, that's where scouting has really, really, really changed over the years. From, again, somebody from my era early in the 80s, 90s would have never looked at Kyler Murray. Now he's a guy that could very well go with the first overall pick.
Do you think all teams would be willing to take Kyler Murray in the first round now if they needed a quarterback, or what's the percentage of teams you think are still out?
I think there's some teams that are still out. I think the Giants would be out. Dave Gettleman, who's their general manager, came from a Giants system that has always been based on height, weight, speed, parameters, and charts. So they're not going to change what they believe in. So I think there's, you know, if you're talking about, I think, you know, if you look at Tom Coughlin, you know, he came from that system with the Giants and then went to Jacksonville and then, you know, back to Jacksonville. I mean, so he went, you know, it's kind of where you've been brought up. It's, you know, but we all need to adjust. In life, we need to adjust. Things are different. And this is no different here. Things need to be adjusted. And I think there's probably, you know, four or five teams that would love to have Kyler Murray, and then probably six or seven teams that probably want nothing to do with him.
Brian, how big do you think the need is for the Cowboys at defensive end if Randy's going to miss? I mean, you still do have Tank and Crawford,
yeah,
and Dorrance and Taco. Is that enough, or they were already interested?
Yeah, I think they're still in the game. Talking to Rod Marinelli before the, you know, before we came up here, he was looking for defensive linemen, period. It's not just saying, okay, we've got to have tackles and that's it. I think that they were going to look for defensive ends. I think they've got the situation where you talk about Taco and Crawford and Lawrence and Armstrong. You know, they've got guys, but they're looking for depth overall. I think that kind of bit them in the rear a little bit in December. They, you know, when they came here to Indianapolis, that was eye-opening. And then in the Rams game, it was very eye-opening that they didn't have the depth and the power. Even though they played well all year, though, those kind of games kind of opened their eyes that they need to get a little bit better depth.
It's Brian Broaddus here with us in the G-Bag Nation. Okay, what do you think? Was it the right move to bring back Witten?
I personally was hopeful that they were just going to draft tight ends, maybe Tyler Eifert would, on a 1-year deal or something like that. This team keeps telling me we're young. And, I can understand Jason Witten wanting to come back. I get it, and congratulations to Ben Rogers for, getting that out there first. He was absolutely right about that. And so, credit to him. And, for Witten, I was, could he be a bridge? Yeah, absolutely. But, let's be honest. Is Jason Witten going to be a backup player? Is he going to want to do that? No, he's not. Jason Witten's got a lot of pride. He's been a starter all his life. He's played high number of snaps. He's going to think he can continue to still play. And so, I hope that doesn't hurt them in the optic, because this draft is really, really, really deep in tight ends. And I hope that doesn't take them out of the market of grabbing one of these guys.
So I heard you and Dane talking about a certain guy on the draft show on DallasCowboys.com, and I wonder, TJ Hockenson, the best tight end in this draft out of Iowa, how early do you think he could go?
I saw a mock draft where they had him going at 9, so yeah, Dane and I were trying to figure out, Dave, we always play this game where we say, okay, if the Cowboys, if he were to get to, say, all of a sudden the tight ends fall, to 24, 23, somewhere like that, would you give next year's one to get back in the draft to do that? And, I think you would surely consider that. But, yeah, I've seen him. These tight ends, they could all go very high. There could be 3 of them taken in the first round, or there could just be 1 of them taken in the first round. So, he's a really good – you've seen him yourself, Jeff. I mean, this guy's a tremendous football player.
I'd do it in a heartbeat. But
yeah, absolutely.
If the Cowboys did that, would they be comfortable telling Jason Witten, hey, thanks for coming back, now go watch him play?
I don't think they would do that, but yeah, I think that they are more likely, when we start talking about the tight ends, Jeff, I think they're looking in, and really we'll see what the draft gods do for them. Let's hope that Fant or Smith or one of those guys is not sitting there at 58. You're all of a sudden going, oh, okay. But I think this crew is more in the mindset, if they're going to add a guy, it's probably going to be one of those guys like a Drew Sample or Dax Raymond, from Utah State. I think that's kind of where the direction they would be, with the 2 compensatory 4s. Maybe that's where one of those guys comes from.
I love that that game you guys play, though. And just for reference, from another team's perspective, how far down in the first round would we have to get for a team that decided we don't need anything here, we don't love anything here, we'll take the Cowboys pick instead of picking it where? 18, 24? How good do they think the Cowboys are going to be next year, and how's that all play into it?
Well, I'm looking to my buddies to my right, and that would be the Oakland Raiders. And all my Raider buddies are all looking at me now really funny, because I'm going to try and get my pick back from them. We're trying to get this pick back. You guys interested? They're taking the pick, so we might be hosed here, guys.
Oh, that sounds fun.
We're going to have to do something else here to try and figure this out.
Now, are we going to get that pick back? Amari Cooper?
Well, that's what I was saying. They're asking me about Amari Cooper, and they feel bad that they gave us Amari Cooper now. But, I kind of told them, I'm like, okay, that 27th pick is good, so. But no, they've got several picks, and they're gonna do fine. But yeah, I think that I don't think you want to get up there, general. I mean, it'd be nice to say, oh hey, get up there in the 15s, but maybe you could get somewhere back there again where the Raiders are picking at 24, 27, 30. Maybe that'll be a simple way to kind of maybe a next year's pick and then go that route.
If you had to go wild guess, Cowboys, after they've used their 2nd, 3rd, and 4th rounder, their first 3 picks, what 3 positions have they picked?
I have no idea.
Brian!
Do you?
Yeah, of course I know.
What do you know? What do you got?
How about a wide receiver?
This is the order? They're going to pick a wide receiver at 58?
No, this isn't necessarily the order. I just want to know the three positions.
Well, you could say defensive tackle. Wide receiver. Let's go safety, because we're hearing the bad vibes coming out of Earl Thomas land here. So I think that Stephen Jones mentioned that as needs. I mean, he was thinking defensive tackle, defensive end. He was also thinking wide receiver, and he also mentioned safety. Those were the 3 that he. So I'm going to go with what the boss man said right there.
When are you coming back, Brian?
I'll be back Sunday morning bright and early, though. But I'm still having some fun here, so I'm going to hang here as long as they let me. How about that?
How many buddies do you have when you walk around the combine? Is it like a wedding reception?
I'm old. Yeah. General, I'm old. Yeah. I mean, I've got old friends. I mean, when I started this thing 27 years ago, there were like we were all young. Now we look at each other and we're all old. We all used to go out and drink beers and have fun. Now we're all like, okay, we'll see you tomorrow morning. We're all up at like 6 o'clock hanging out here. So, yeah,
I'm not far behind, man.
it is. It's fun, though. I enjoy the combine. I really, really do. I love this. I know the city well. And, you know, we have a lot of fun watching the workouts and talking. Like I say, the Raider guys have just been awesome hanging out with. They're like my best friends over here. So we're just doing it upright.
Well, thanks so much for everything you do for the station, man. It's a pleasure to have you on.
Appreciate you, boys. Take care. If we get any news here from anything we hear that we need to know, I'll sure get in touch with you guys, okay?
Love it. There he is. He's at Brian Broaddus on Twitter, and he writes at DallasCowboys.com, a must follow, a must read.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.